For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. How are you doing out there? I opened it that way on purpose. I just genuinely want to know how everyone is. Please write to me. Please let me hear how the broadcasts are helping you. I just got a text about 30 minutes ago from someone, precious college student, saying, "Oh, Miss Anna, we heard you on the radio. We love this point. We love that point. That's a blessing. We want to know we're making an impact in your lives. We don't want to just be on the radio to be on the radio. We want to impact lives for the kingdom of God. Amen? So I would love to hear from you. And also, I want to know how you're doing today. I hope you're doing okay. I mean that sincerely. I pray you're doing well and that God is Lord in your life, that Jesus is Lord, and that you're thriving and you're going forward. And that's my prayer for you today. But we've been in the book of James. And look, you can still attend the next two classes on James. September 10th will have been passed by the time of the broadcast, but September 17th and the 24th will still be ahead of you. Come join us. Registration is free. Come. I'll have notes for you from September 10th, and you can pick up right where we left off. But I want to begin today. I'll only get through a little portion, but I want to talk out of James 3. On the tongue. I have much to say on this, brothers and sisters. So yes, of course, I'll pick it up on Monday with the tongue. But let me read James 3, and then I'm going to give you some thoughts on it. But just reading the scripture alone is so powerful, isn't it? But let's listen to this, beginning in verse 1, James 3, 1. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach, boy, do I know this, will be judged with greater strictness. To whom much is given, much is required, huh, brothers and sisters? For we all stumble in many ways. Now watch this. If anyone does not stumble in what he says, how important is this? If you don't stumble in what you say, your tongue, your words, you are a perfect man. That means you're mature. You're able to bridle your whole body. Verse 3, if we put bits in the mouths of horses so that they obey us, we guide their whole bodies as well. Look at the ships also. They're so large and are driven by strong winds, but they're guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. A very small rudder directs a huge ship. Verse 5, so also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire. Verse 6, and the tongue is a fire. A world of unrighteousness, mercy. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life. Did you get that? I'll explain that next week. But that tongue sets on fire the entire course of life. And it's set on fire by hell, unless it's tamed and under the control of the Holy Ghost. Verse 7, for every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature can be tamed, and has been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It's a restless evil full of deadly poison. With it, you're blessing the Lord, our Father, and with it, you're cursing people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and salt water? Can a fig tree, my brothers, bear olives, or a grapevine produce figs? Neither can a salt pond yield fresh water. And I'll continue on that. But oh my goodness, this thing on the tongue. We see in James chapter 3, verse 4, that tongue directs, doesn't it? Wherever the pilot desires, that little rudder on the ship. So right away, we see the tongue directs. Number two, we see this tongue has the ability to destroy, unfortunately. James 3, 6, defiles the whole body, contaminates. So the tongue can direct, the tongue can destroy, and then the tongue can also bring delight. James 3:10. You're either going to curse someone or you're going to bless them. Shouldn't have both coming out of the same, but you do have the opportunity to use your tongue to bless. Now I'm going to pick this up on Monday. Come to the classes Monday on the 17th. 7 o'clock. Get all the information on the website. Registration is free. I hope you've learned and enjoyed from these teachings. So join me on Monday. Hope you have a great weekend. Thank you. God bless you. Love you guys.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.